Hello and welcome to this mini-series on how to design a life you love in 2020. I'm Selena.
And I'm Vicky, and we are the founders of Project Love and the creators of the Goodbye 2019, Hello 2020 journal.
In this podcast series, we're going to be taking you through five simple and powerful steps that will help you to design a life you love in 2020 and beyond.
If you haven't yet listened to the first four episodes in this series, then we recommend you do, as each episode is designed to build on the last.
So here we are at the final step, bringing your dreams and intentions for the year to life. So the big difference between people who have dreams and people who live their dreams is that people who live their dreams have turned those dreams into practical actions and projects that have made them happen.
And this is where people can so often fall down, at that final hurdle. They've got the list of ingredients they know they need to fill their life with to feel really happy and fulfilled. They've dreamed up the life they'd love to be living, and they've set an intention for the year ahead. But then life just seems to get in the way.
And here's the thing we often tell ourselves. Well, if I really want it, then surely I'll just do it. No, that is not how it works. Because remember what we said in the first episode. Life design is about putting your happiness and well-being as a top priority. And it won't come as any surprise to you to hear that people are not naturally very good at that. And women are often particularly bad at it. Life gets busy, other things appear to be more urgent. And once again, we find ourselves slipping down our list of priorities, and down with us go our dreams and that intention we set for the year. And we don't want that for you.
You need to turn your intention for the year and any big dreams you want to make happen into practical projects and tangible actions. And as always, keep it simple. We recommend you start by committing to just three actions over the next 3 months that will help you to bring your intention and your dreams to life. So if 2020 is your year of calm, then one of your commitments might be to turn your phone off at 6 p.m. three nights a week. Another might be to book yourself in a one-day workshop that's all about cultivating calm. And another might be to try a different activity once a week that is said to help to calm the mind, like colouring in or meditation.
Maybe you've decided this is going to be your year of starting that side hustle you've been toying with for a while. Let's say it's a side hustle of making jewellery. So one action could be to create 10 necklaces in the next 2 months. Another action could be to talk to your friend who runs a market store selling jewellery to see if she'd sell your pieces. And another action could be to watch a tutorial on YouTube on how to sell jewellery through social media.
Everything, even the biggest dream, can be broken down into practical and tangible actions. And in fact, they have to be if they're ever going to become real. And by choosing just three actions, you avoid overwhelming yourself with too many things to do.
Now you have your actions, you need to choose a date and a time when you're going to do them and put them in your calendar. This part is essential.
Yes.
Your calendar is your magic wand when it comes to designing a life you love. Most of us just use our calendar to book in work meetings, doctor's appointments, dates with loved ones. But when you become a life designer, your calendar becomes your canvas, the place where you design your day, your week, your month. This is where you block out time and dedicate it to doing the things that make you happy or that bring about the change you want to see happen in your life.
This is where commitment happens, and commitment is what makes your dreams become a reality. So whatever your three actions are, get them in your calendar, giving each of them an exact day and time when you're going to do them. And if you don't yet have a good relationship with your calendar and you struggle to do what you say you'll do, then start small and use an alarm on your phone to give you a nudge when you need it.
And once you've ticked those three actions off your list, choose another three and another and another, and step by step, you will start to design the life that you really want to be living.
So that was the final step in this five-part mini-series on how to design a life you love in 2020. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed creating it.
And if you enjoyed today's episode and this whole series, then head on over to thegoodbyehellojournal.com and order the Goodbye 2019 Hello 2020 Journal for you and your loved ones today.